For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Is your name written there on those pages bright and fair? Is your name written in the book of life? If you want to be there, then down here you must prepare. Then your name will be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. If you turn to Jesus now at his feet just humbly bow, then your name will be in the book of life.
Don't you know that Christ once said that from sin you must repent, so your name could be in the book of life? You will have a great surprise if you fail to recognize that your name must be in the book of life.
Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent, then your name will be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent, then your name will be in the book of life. Then your name will be in the book of life.
When one studies the Word of God, you can clearly see the Lord Jesus Christ stretching his hands out to him, humanity, calling for them to turn to him. Because we know that the Bible teaches us very clearly that we are living in a time where there's incredible deception. And the Bible also teaches that dispensation of time is almost over. We can see the signs of the times everywhere. We can see in the Middle East the nations aligning themselves to come against Israel. We can see people turning away from God, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. The doctrine of evolution, the religion of evolution, has come into our schools and destroyed the tender hearts of our young people and made them completely vulnerable to Satan's lies at every corner. We can see the terrible destruction with the doctrine of evolution when we watch our young children today crying out that global warming and climate change is destroying this planet. They have absolutely no faith in God. I can see them screaming on TV in frustration that the former generation has destroyed the planet because they have absolutely no fear of God. God is pleading with them as they struggle in their total deception and in their confusion. They don't even know which sex they are anymore. Their terrible laws that the governments are passing are almost unbelievable. And we are standing at the edge of this dispensation of time. The Lord Jesus Christ about to come back for his bride. And the world simply thumbing their nose at him. God wants us to understand that in his word, he has given us very clear instructions that he exists, that he created everything. And today I'll teach on that interesting subject. But before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you for the word of God. You will anoint this message and open our hearts to the truths that you want to convey to us. I thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. When I study what is going on in the world system today, I can clearly see there's only one answer for the human race, and that's turning to the Lord Jesus Christ, turning to God for salvation. Because we can see the confusion mounting, the devil simply has the planet in confusion. We need to pray for a revival, that the power of the Holy Spirit will be poured out, that people's eyes will be opened to the truth of what God is trying to convey to us. In 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse 18, it tells us, "For much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the traditions of your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." So here the Bible teaches us we were not redeemed with corruptible things like gold and silver, and we were not taken away from the vain conversations of our forefathers, from their tradition, by gold and silver. We were brought out of that trap by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who made us without spot or wrinkle. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I want to show you an incredible message from God today, that he is pleading with his creation. Look at what he says in Isaiah chapter 48. "Come you near unto me, hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and the Spirit has sent me. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which learneth thee by the way that thou should go." The Bible teaches us here that God never held anything in secret. From the beginning, he had proved, he had written down that he exists, that he is the creator. And here it tells us, from the beginning of time, there I am. And now it says, "Now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God." So the Spirit of God, the God, has sent the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, to lead us where we should go. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 48 in verse 9, "For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee that I will cut thee not off. Look at this. For his name's sake, he will bring his anger down and will not cut us off. The Bible teaches us, behold, I have refined thee, not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. The Bible teaches us clearly, we were not bought with silver or gold or any corruptible thing. It tells us here, not with silver, but I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For anybody who wants to know what that means, all you have to do is read the crucifixion. Or, if possible, go watch the Passion of the Christ, when we clearly see on screen how in terrible affliction the Lord Jesus paid for every sin that was ever committed on this earth. He has refined us. He has made us pure and holy. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 10 that by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. And he did that in the furnace of affliction. When I look at religious organizations and religious systems, how they're trying by works and by doing good, they're trying to bring their offerings to God, just like Cain, the wicked one. He brought his offering to God and was rejected by God, because the Lord God says, I have prepared a sacrifice that's gonna take care of the sin problem. And it tells us here, in the furnace of affliction, I did that. In Isaiah chapter 48 in verse 3, look at how God pleads with us. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth out of my mouth, and I have shown them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. And we know what he did. He created the heavens and the earth. He did not keep it silent or did it in secret. He wrote about this transcript of information has been passed down from generation to generation since the day of Moses and since the day of Abraham. People have known who created the heavens and the earth. Whoever came up with the idea of evolution is unbelievable. And now listen to this interesting thing here in Isaiah chapter 48. I have even from the beginning declared it unto thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it to thee, lest you should say, mine idol has done them, and my graven image and my molten image have commanded them. At least in the older days, they had an idol that they could look at and that they made, and it was at least some object. But to the today's generation, what is their idea of how the world began? It became out of an explosion, and then there was a blob, and then there was water, and then somehow we crawled out of that water, and we became a human being from some monkey that was jumping around in the trees. Oh, the foolishness of the human race. If God would allow us, if he would withdraw his spirit from us, we would simply completely destroy ourselves, because we haven't got the capability to maintain life. God has to determine everything that we do. He is out there watching over us like a mother over her children, or a hen over her chickens, making sure that they're doing the right thing. Listen to John in chapter 1 in verse 1. It tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. God has shown us all these things. I know we as Christians, we're standing in awe at the incredible grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are almost beside ourselves at when we reminisce on our good fortune, how God has steered us to himself, how we turn to him for salvation. And then we look at the rest of the world as they struggle in their stupidity and in their confusion, not knowing what is going to come tomorrow, looking for the fear, looking out and fearing what's coming tomorrow. While we stand at peace, the ones who love the Lord God, we stand at peace, peaceful in our hearts, knowing that we are in the hands of God and nothing will harm us. What should the Christian do in those last days? We should preach the gospel. It's only the gospel that can bring salvation to the human race. We can talk to people till we're blue in the face. If they don't know about the love of Christ, if they have never hear about the sacrifice that God made for us in the hour of affliction at the cross of Calvary, if they don't hear that it was through that sacrifice that we were made righteous and holy and pure in the eyes of God, how can they turn to God? The Bible teaches us how sweet are the feet of them that bring the gospel. So preach the gospel to those around you. For the Lord is willing that none perish. We watch TV. We watch the world go by on our little iPhones and on television. We can see them going from crazy to crazier. We can see them going from confusion to more confusion as they bring forth laws that are almost unbelievable. We cannot even begin to imagine what they're going to have tomorrow. God is warning us. He is not going to stand forever. He says, my spirit will not always strive with men. One of these days, it'll be closing time. And then the time of reckoning will begin when he'll start to pour out his wrath upon those that hate him. So open your heart to these interesting truths. Tell people about this great and awesome God. For those of you who know this Jesus, I know there are many of you listening. You're into religion. You have set in your heart where you're standing. Well, the Bible teaches us that the Lord God, in great affliction, he set us free. At the cross of Calvary, he took your sin, my sin, upon himself. The Bible teaches us he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And this is what salvation is. It is not some religious act that you're performing or religious organization that you have joined. It is the blood of Jesus that sends us from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God. The Bible teaches us we are seated in heavenly places. So open your heart to these truths and become a blessing to those around you. Amen.
Sweet. child of the Lord when he walks with the King of Kings. And each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' wings. When you walk with Jesus, you're going to do great things. Now we have big dreams when we're younger, it seems, of a life where we do great things. But life finds a way of taking our dreams away when our plans unravel at the seams. And though you feel small in God's eyes, you'll stand tall if your footsteps are faithful and true. For the same power that raised Lazarus up from the grave is the same power Jesus gives to you. Are in store for the child of the Lord when he walks with the King of Kings. And each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' wings. When you walk with Jesus, you're going to do great things. Child of the Lord when he walks with the King of Kings. And each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' wings. When you walk with Jesus, you're going to do great things. Great things.
Yes, the Bible teaches us that God made everything. The very air we breathe is there, put there by God. The water we drink, the food we eat, all the goodness of this earth are ours because God has given them to us. He has created the heavens and the earth for the human being. It is the human being that God is focused on. He could create robots to worship him, but he wants people of a free will. Those who appreciate him. Those who are thankful that they even exist. When I think back in how God has somehow steered me through the trials of life into a time when I became born again by the Spirit of God, it never ceases to amaze me. I am so thankful that God somehow reached out and got me out of the miry clay, out of the sin that Satan had me in. And then he made me a child of the kingdom of God, totally pure, totally holy, seated in heavenly places. I can look and appreciate when the Bible teaches us in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 31, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. Hallelujah! God created the heavens and the earth, and he created us, and he saw that it was very good. But Satan came along and he destroyed everything. It is because of Satan that the human race is in such turmoil today. And we need to turn to Christ to be saved from that awful clutch, from these clutches of Satan. We cannot do it ourselves. Satan is a trap. We are in a trap. In my years, I have trapped fur animals, and there's a trap called a conibear trap, which grips the body completely to a point where the animal is suffocated. It cannot move. It is killed very quickly, but this is the type of trap which Satan has us in. We cannot free ourselves. We can't move. God has to open that trap and let us out of there. And that is done through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26, it tells us, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Look at God, what he has written down in Genesis chapter 1, the first chapter of the Bible. We were created in his own image, and we were created male and female. And the Bible teaches us, and God looked at that creation, and he said it was good. Today, we have transgender people taking operations from very young children. Parents are giving their young children operations to change their sex. I cannot imagine the foolishness of those parents. They're giving them hormone shots to diminish their maleness so they wouldn't grow facial hair, so they'll start to grow breasts. Boys become girls, and girls desperately try to become boys. I can see the confusion on TV every day. It is unbelievable. It boggles my mind. I cannot imagine a human being so corrupt in his mind that he would believe such insanity. But it's there right in front of us. Yes, dear people, we need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get back to the Word of God. We need to teach people that they were created in the image of God and that they were created male and female. It's not a joke anymore. We can see these people are dead serious. They believe strongly that they were born half male, half female, and they can't decide what they are. Satan has them in a trap from where they cannot get out until the blood of Jesus will set them free. So open your heart to that. See this as a serious threat on the creation of God. God has sent us to be his ambassadors, to bring those people out from these terrible clutches of Satan and bring them into the light. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to your God as you determine in your heart to bring forth the promises of God to those around you. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
You are my strength when I